It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly, in for Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. The race for Congress may gain more attention, but many states are choosing governors this fall, and few races are as intense or expensive as the race for governor of California.
Last night, the former eBay CEO Meg Whitman and the former governor Jerry Brown appeared together. They were on a stage at an event dedicated to empowering women. It was hosted by the state's first lady, Maria Shriver.
And as NPR's Ina Jaffe reports, the candidates shared that stage with the governor they want to replace.
Arnold Schwarzenegger took the governor's office in a blaze of glory, mixing movie star glamour with talk of bringing private sector experience to state government. That was 7 years ago. Now his approval rating is 23%. And the Brown campaign has been trying to hang that on Meg Whitman, a first-time candidate and former CEO of eBay, saying she's cut from the Schwarzenegger cloth.
I've built businesses.
I built a business.
Made the payroll. I am but this office beholden to no one except you.
I will owe my office to no one but you.
The screen is split, Schwarzenegger on one side, Whitman on the other, and the ad ends with each asking a question that all Californians think they can now unfortunately answer.
What's the worst that can happen?
What's the worst thing that can happen?
In her defense, Whitman says that her business experience far exceeds Schwarzenegger's, so there's really no comparing them. Her stint at eBay made her a billionaire, and she spent at least $140 million of that fortune on her campaign. It's enabled her to savage Jerry Brown's record as governor 30 years ago and his record more recently as mayor of Oakland. He's returned the favor, questioning her honesty and fitness for office. It all led yesterday's moderator, NBC's Matt Lauer, to pose this question.
In 1 week left, would either of you, or both of you, be willing to make a pledge that you would end the negativity?
The audience cheered. The candidates hedged.
Well, first of all, you have to remember, sometimes negativity is in the eye of the beholder. So,
Governor Brown...
Wait a minute.
If it smells like negativity, it's negativity.
Well, there's a spectrum.
And Whitman says there is a difference between negative ads about issues and negative ads about character.
So here's what I'll do. I will take down any ads that could even remotely be construed as a personal attack. But I don't think we can take down the ads that talk about where Governor Brown stands on the issues. I just think it's not the right thing to do.
The negativity of the campaign was the only thing Lauer asked about for the rest of the session. Meanwhile, Schwarzenegger seemed happy just to chill and watch his would-be successors on the hot seat. He told Lauer not to worry about the session running a little long.
It's Maria and my conference. You can stay another 3 minutes, so don't schwitz about the one-minute thing and all of those kind of things.
Schwitz is German for sweat. And Jerry Brown, the most experienced politician on the stage, didn't seem to break one, as he made Whitman a proposal that this crowd was ready to cheer.
I got one nice ad where I look into the camera and I just say what I'm for. You have a very nice ad where you look into the camera. It's a pretty good ad, by the way. We can put both of them on and let all the other ones go off. I'll agree to that right now.
That was an offer Meg Whitman was able to refuse. Trailing Brown in the poll, she needs tools that could reverse the trend.
And I'm not doing it in a mean-spirited way. I just think it's important for people to really understand what the track record was in Oakland, what the track record was as governor.
Lauer encouraged Whitman and Brown to agree to air nothing but positive ads and shake hands on it then and there. They didn't. But in the final days of the campaign, the ideas given both of them something new to fight about. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.